Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you that song, Heart of Worship, it just brought me back to, it just brought memories. Amen. And and today's message is very much in my heart. And, we're entering a season where, season of Thanksgiving and Christmas coming in, and, and that's when family gathers together, amen. And I've been cleaning, we cleaned out the storage unit when we had some of the stuff from Promise Christian Ministries. We cleaned some things out. We were organizing certain things. We're in the middle of changing the name of the church from Promise Christian Ministries to Beacon of Light Church. Which is probably going to be in full swing next year. We're taking our time. Everything has an appointed time. But anyway, in the midst of all that, I find photographs, when Sister Elsie was part of the board membership, and she went home to be with the Lord just less than 2 months ago. My heart is still grieving. Amen. In the midst of that, my late husband's musical instruments were in storage. Now they're in my living room, right? So in the midst of that, there's some grieving going on, but it's not so much sad grieving, right? It's more like joyful, because God gave us a gift, gave them a gift of life, and God gave us that gift of knowing them, right, and having relationship with them. So, but in the midst of grief, I want to let you know there is strength. There is strength. So I want to talk to you today, and something that the Lord placed in my heart, that there is strength in the midst of grief. Amen. And I know we've all been there. We've all had, at one point or another, we have had a death of a loved one in our families. For some of us, dreams may have fallen apart. For some of us, we've had broken relationships. Amen. And maybe even loss of health for some of us even. Right? At one point or another, or even today, you may be going through something heavy, and grief is one of life's heaviest burdens that a human being can go through. Amen? But I'm here to tell you that even in our deepest sorrow, in our most difficult times, in our deepest grief, God does not leave us empty. Amen. And He doesn't leave us alone. That's you're not alone. God is right there with you. God is right here with me. Amen. He's walking with us throughout this time. He's walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And even when you're walking through it, He gives you and I strength. Strength to stand. Strength to not allow you to go down. Strength when you're running on just fumes. Strength when you think you can't do it anymore. Strength when you seems like all hope is gone, like you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, like when you begin to question God, how is this gonna work out, how is this working out for my good, when you begin to question things that you expected today to be different, when your plan doesn't seem to line up with God's plans. We've all been there. So in this next month, I mean, you know, just a few weeks, we're going to gather together with family. And for some of us, you know, the grief is very, very near. We just, you know, Sister Elsie passed away just less than 2 months ago. For some of us, our parents, either one or both of them are no longer here. We can't gather with them. Amen. For Thanksgiving, for Christmas. You know, for myself, it's going to be 14 years since my late husband passed away. And every day I've been looking at his instruments. So every day I've had some great conversations with my children, just remembering.
Memories.
The good times. Not the sad times. We remember the good times. Amen. Because they're so near to us. Because there was so much love there. Because it's just right to do. Amen. I ain't going to remember, you know, anything other than good memories. Amen.
Yes.
But
amen.
At the same time, you know, you wish that person was here. We wish, you know, I wish my father was here, right? Wish Peter was here, you know, seeing, you know, the growth that, you know, the leaps that I've taken to get where I am, where how God has brought me where I was to where I am, all those insecurities, all that fear, all that intimidation, all that anxiousness, little by little, God has been just peeling it off me. Amen? Hallelujah. How you know, how the church has gone, you know, from you know, from where it was to owning a piece of land where we know that one day we will have a sanctuary. We will have a tabernacle of praise and worship, because that is going to be called the house of the Lord. Where people will gather together, where lives will be changed and transformed, where people will be saved, where people will be delivered, restored. Amen. Where we will see the signs and wonders, not just within those four walls, but outside of those four walls as well. Because God is preparing us for such a time. Amen. Because preparation time is never wasted time in the eyes of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to talk to you about strength in the midst of grief. How God turns things around. How God is near in the pain. How God is near in the suffering. And in Psalm 34, we want to turn there. Psalm 34, 18. Let's go to our first scripture. The book of Psalm 34. Hallelujah. And we're going to begin in verse 18. And it says here that the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Amen. So the Lord he's not far, he's right here. When we are grieving, God is not far away, he is right there with us. He actually is moving closer to us when we are grieving. He's close to those who are hurting. He's close to those who are in suffering. He's right here. He's not letting go of you, especially when you're calling on him, especially when you're trusting in him, especially when you seek him. Amen. God gets so near to you that you could almost feel his tangible love. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is never far away. And that's the truth. He is closer than you think. Amen. And there's another psalm that says, that God holds every tear you have cried. I believe it's in Psalm 56:8. And how many of us have shed tears? Amen. I don't know about you, but even through that song, the heart of worship is one of Peter's favorite songs. Okay? So, you know, thank you, Brother Mark. Amen. But you know, there was, hallelujah, there was the Lord, hallelujah. And it says here in Psalm 56:8, you number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? Amen. So he doesn't stand at a distance watching your tears. He collects them. He's seen you. He's holding you tears. Because God notices every tear we have shed. Whether today or whether in the past, he's collected them all. He keeps a record of them all. Amen. And we know that the Lord wept, right? He wept that Lazarus tomb. As actually John 11:35, we don't need to go there, but it is the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. Amen. And it's a very powerful verse even. Amen. Because the Lord Jesus didn't just have a tear run down his cheek. It says he wept. He was sobbing. Sobbing. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Have you sobbed? Have you sobbed, you know, because of the loss of a loved one? Have you sobbed because things were not working out your way? Have you sobbed and cried out to God? I know I have. Especially when Peter died. I sobbed because it was a death that was unexpected. And I really, truly believe those are the worst ones for one human being to experience, when it is unexpected death of a person, of a child. Unexpected death of a child. I can't even imagine that pain, because I haven't gone through that. But I can only imagine how mothers and fathers have wept over the loss of a child. Wept over a loss of a mother or a father or a sibling. We've been there. And the Lord Jesus, he walked as a man on earth, so he felt. He had feelings. He had emotions. Amen. And today I'm telling you that when we're weeping, when we're suffering, when we're going through pain, the Lord is right there with you, because he suffered those things. And you don't have to walk it by yourself. God is your strength. God is your hope. God is our everything.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord, he wasn't weeping, you know, for Lazarus or for himself, because he already knew he was going to resurrect him. He knew that. He was weeping for his creation, because he saw creation suffering. Look at the Lazarus sisters. They were in pain. They were crying. They were suffering. They thought they, you know, Lazarus was gone forever. Little did they know that the Lord was going to resurrect their own brother. But we humanity, because of man's sin, we do suffer a lot. Amen. But in that suffering, there is God. In that pain, there is God. And where there is God, there is peace. Where there is God, there is love. Where there is God, there is joy. Unspeakable joy. And peace that surpasses all understanding. And I'm here to tell you the truth, that all the suffering that humankind, that people go through and experience, was never God's intention.
Right.
It was never his intention. But Adam fell. Eve fell in the garden, and sin entered the world. Amen. This is why God had to send His Son Jesus to redeem us from all that. Amen. Because even through the suffering today, because we have the Lord, because the Lord Jesus Christ resides in us, we can find strength in the midst of this pain. We can find strength in the midst of grief. We can find strength in the midst of our suffering.
Amen.
And know that God is near.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, God doesn't remove the pain immediately, but He says to you, but I'm joining you in that pain. I'm suffering it with you. And what happens is that His holy presence becomes your comfort now. When you allow the Lord, Lord, I'm here. Right? Because strength is found in surrendering. Right? Look at what the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 12:9. We've all been there, right, church? We've all been there. We've all suffered. We may be even going through some things right now, some pain, some suffering. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And it says here, and He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. So here we have the Lord telling Paul that when Paul tries to give up, right? And even when we try to give up, the Lord takes over, right? And He says, my grace, Paul, is sufficient for you because my power is being made perfect in weakness. Amen. So anytime when we start not trusting God, when we cease trusting God, and you know, that means that we're going on our own ability. And what we need to do, we need to cease trusting ourselves when we're going through these situations and begin to trust God, because that's where the Lord is going to show His strength in you and through you. So we need to let go and we need to let God. Because strength is found in surrender, in your surrendering. When you face things and you know that you on yourself, on your own, you can't handle this. We're human beings. We can't handle this. We need God. And you got to recognize that you need God. You need a helper. You need one that is going to stand with you. Amen? And the only one that can do that is the Lord. It's only the Lord. Because the reality is when we lean on our own ability and when we lean on our own strength, we get into trouble. We really do. And I remember many, you know, years ago when I lost my husband, right, when he went to be home with the Lord, amen, I was losing it because we were going to do ministry together. I never saw myself doing ministry on my own. I never saw myself being a pastor of a church as a single woman. I never accepted that calling in my life. Even in the beginning when the Lord called me, no, I want you to be the pastor of the church. I still didn't see it. I didn't see it. It took me 7 years for me to accept the calling. I thought I had surrendered it to God, but then God used a stranger to tell me, you have not accepted the calling that I placed in you. And I had to repent, and I cried, And I cried and I cried. And I just happened to be at a silent retreat, meaning I went away on my own because I was seeking answers. I was seeking the Lord. But boy, I cried and I wept. And I just repented. I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just didn't think that I was worthy of this calling. I'm a single woman. I'm this. And I found all types of excuses. But I was still grieving. I was still grieving my husband because we were supposed to do ministry together. At least I thought that was the plan. You see, that was my plan. That wasn't God's plan. Amen. It just happened that way. And until I surrendered, I didn't have peace. Amen. So the moment I surrender, peace became my best friend. Amen. Acceptance became one of my best friends. I became strengthened. I became stronger. Amen. Because holding that, I gotta say, maybe I don't know if you want to call it like a little grudge, a little bitterness, amen, against God, because I was now on my own, amen. I'm single. I'm doing this by myself, and it wasn't easy. Church is not easy. I'm still single, and I'm here to tell you, it's not easy. Sometimes it gets very difficult. Sometimes I find myself crying, okay, crying, suffering. You know, sometimes I get discouraged when I see when I come to church and I see people are not on. You know, it's discouraging. Sometimes, you know, if I don't get phone calls or if I don't get text messages, it can feel very discouraging. Amen. And I thank God for the people that God has placed in my life that keep my arms held up. Amen. That keep my arms held up. Because I tell you, it gets tough. It gets lonely. Amen. And if you're a single person, you know what I'm talking about. If you're a widow, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. It gets lonely. Amen. And we got to rely. This is why God sends people in our lives. This is why God, in Ecclesiastes 3:1, let's just go there real quickly. In the book of Ecclesiastes, I think everybody knows some of these scriptures by heart. Let me find it because it's not a... I really need to put...
In Proverbs and Song of Solomon.
Thank you, Sister Venice. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And we're not going to read the whole thing, but in the second verse, it says, there's a time to be born and there's a time to die, right? So there's a time for everything under the heaven. And God doesn't bring you people, right, into your life by chance. No, it's God ordained. God handpicks the people that are supposed to be with you. God handpicks the people that are supposed to, you know, ride the journey with you. Amen.
Yes.
You know, I have people on this platform that have been with me since I became a pastor. Sister Elsie was one of them. I got Sister Vinit here. I got Mark and Dorcas Vanderhans. They've been with me from the get-go, from the beginning. They're the ones that hold my arms up. Amen? When I couldn't lift myself up, there they go. Text messages, phone calls coming in. Amen? So I know what it's like to grieve. I know what it's like to feel lonely. I know what it is to be discouraged. I know what it is. Amen? But the Lord here, what he wants to do, he wants you to surrender your hurt. And he will exchange your weakness for his strength. That's what God wants. Amen. So, and I decided to do that. I said, Lord, you're right. I can't. I just can't do this alone. I can't. I thought I was Wonder Woman because that was one of my favorite characters, right? But I'm not. Amen. And I had to surrender. And I had to admit to the Lord, I can't carry this any longer. You need to help me. You know, to carry a ministry is not easy, church. It is not easy. Especially when you're single. It is not the normal, okay? When you go to a church, you got a pastor and you got their spouse with them. Either the woman is the pastor and the spouse is the helper, right? The husband, or you have the husband as the pastor and the wife is the helpmate. Amen. The helper, the associate minister. Amen. That's not my case. So I needed to surrender the weight to God, and I did. I thankfully did. Because when I told the Lord, I can't do this, and he says, you don't have to because I will.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's all I needed. I said, thank you, Lord, because I can't. And God is saying to you, you don't need to carry this. You don't need to go through this alone. Because when you don't, I'm with you. I will be with you. I'm right there with you. And let's be real, the strongest person that is going through the storm is the one that is clinging on to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the one. Because in your weakness, that's when the Lord becomes strong in you. Amen? Hallelujah. And hope, we all need hope. Hope is born in the midst of darkness. In the midst of your sadness. Hope is born in the midst of your most trying times. And look what the Psalm 30 verse 5 says. Let's turn there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Verse 35 says, for the Lord's anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, the joy of the Lord comes in the morning. Amen?
Amen.
Weeping, I mean, come on. Weeping. How many of us have wept through the night? How many of us have gone to sleep crying? I can look on my both hands. Amen. I've been there. And I'll tell you, grief feels like a long night. Amen. But the promises of God is
Amen.
That there is a new morning coming your way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the same God who walked with you in the valley will lead you into the mountaintop of healing, of deliverance, of restoration, of reconciliation, of peace,
Amen.
Of joy, of strength. Amen?
Amen?
Just as the Lord Jesus rose after 3 days of being in that tomb, God can bring resurrection
Amen.
To what feels lost in your life. Amen. And I have felt very lost in life. Amen. Even two days ago, I've been telling you for the past 2 weeks, I'm seeing my husband's stuff. We're talking about him. And I'm like, Lord, I just wish he was here doing ministry with me. Like I'm being honest with God. And God knows. God knows what we go through. God knows. And he wants you to talk to him. He wants you to give him, you know, all, you know, everything, to just be vulnerable If you're going to be vulnerable with the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. You have to be authentic. See, I'm authentic. You know, I'll tell you what I go through. I don't need to hide. I'm letting you know that God placed you here with purpose. God placed me here with a purpose. And I know I'm not alone. But Friday I woke up and I was like, and I began to question God. I began to question again, Michael. And I began, and this mind started to get filled with doubt and fear. And I'm talking to God, and I said, I don't want to get there. I don't want my faith to be dim. Lord, I need you. I need you to strengthen my faith. And there comes the text message. Lo and behold, text message comes in. Amen. And there was something about that text message. I said, oh my goodness, I was just talking to God, and I was feeling really low. And that text message just brought so much encouragement, and it just changed my perception of where I was and my perspective. And I said, thank you, God. All I can say is, thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
For your words.
Amen.
And yes, grief may change you. It may change you, but it doesn't have to destroy you. Mm-hmm. Out of your brokenness, God can birth new strength. God can birth new compassion. God can birth a new purpose. Amen?
Right.
You got to just trust Him. So I turned and I said, Lord, I trust you. I know my best days are ahead. I know your promises are yes and amen. I know that what you started in me, you will complete it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And out of that one text and me reading the word, because I already had this message, was already in my spirit. I began to ponder on it at the beginning of last week. It was just there, and I'm like, boy, you know, and I'm feeling this, and I've been feeling this for two weeks now, and God, but God, you brought me through. God, you brought me through. You gave me strength in the midst of my pain. You gave me strength in the midst of my suffering. God, thank you. And church, we got to have a heart of gratitude. We're talking about the heart, right? Before, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks, right? The mouth praises. When you're walking with gratitude, what comes out of your mouth is praise and joy and peace. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
And that's all because of God. Amen?
Yes,
it's the joy of the Lord. Amen? That is the joy of the Lord. And we don't need to turn there, amen, because of time. But let me tell you, in Nehemiah 8:10, one of my favorite verses, where Nehemiah, where the word of God was being read to the people of Israel. And the word of God was being read, and the people were like, oh my goodness, because they remember, as the word was being read, they remember of their failures. They remember how disobedient they were towards God. And they recognized that the Lord is a good God.
Yes, He is.
The Lord is a good God. He did good for us. He did good for us and for our forefathers in the wilderness. He still took care of our forefathers. They recognized that they had failed God. And in the midst of reading the word, God just opened up scripture to them. And God brought understanding to them. And they were grieved.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And Nehemiah says in 8 verse 8:10, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I mean, that's one of the verses that I live by. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I have to say it out loud. And I say it out loud. And you've heard me say that verse over and over and over in the past weeks. Why? Because I need to hear it. Why? Because there's times that I get lonely. There's times that when I look at the church or maybe even in Bible studies or even in prayer or even Sunday mornings, there's times that I look and I become discouraged and I cannot allow anything to discourage me.
That's right.
So I begin to say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It doesn't matter who's present. I know God's present.
Keep pushing. Amen.
And I keep, that's right, and I keep pushing forward.
With the joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Because when we are weary, there is strength. There is strength in the Lord. The Lord knows, hallelujah, because He is close to the brokenhearted. He is close to the ones that are going through things. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord knows, you know, when He brings comfort to us and we receive it, and we know that in the Lord there is strength, there is power, that His grace enables us to be even more stronger. Amen. That's just a testimony for you to give to other people when they're going through things. Amen.
Yes, amen.
And the word of God here in 2 Corinthians, amen, if you want to turn there, 2 Corinthians 1:4.
2 Corinthians.
And it's talking about the Lord, and it's saying, who comforts us in all our tribulations, meaning all our sufferings, all our pains, all our troubles, right? That we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
So, you know, again, you know, I always say, you know, the enemy doesn't always cause these things to happen, right? Sometimes we cause it ourselves. But I always say, what the enemy intended for evil, God always turns it around for our good. Amen? So, and God's going to use whatever we go through, our messes become our messages.
Amen.
Yes.
Right? Amen?
Yes.
So in the same way that God brings you comfort, when you receive that comfort from God, when you receive that strength from God, it's the same comfort and strength that now you can now give to others that may be suffering, that may be going through some trials right now, maybe some tribulations even. So you see, God never wastes your pain. What broke you can now bless someone else.
Yes.
What broke me can now bless somebody else.
Amen.
And when you've walked through grief and found God's peace, you become a living testimony that His grace is very real.
Yes. Amen.
The grace of God is real. His grace is sufficient for you and I. His strength is sufficient for you and I. This is why we need to decrease. We need to decrease so that the Lord can increase through us.
Amen.
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 Because God cannot work with a prideful heart. God cannot work when you don't surrender yourself unto Him. God cannot work with you. But when you choose like Paul did, Paul surrendered to God. And God just said, good, because my grace is sufficient. You don't need to look any further. I'm enough.
Amen.
I'm enough for you. Amen. So you better believe it. Better believe it that the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you wherever you go, and the Lord is with you in everything you're going through. When you're suffering, He's suffering with you. When you're in pain, He is in pain with you. Amen. And He's there in the good times as well as in the bad times. Amen. In the ugly times. Because life can get ugly.
Yes.
Life can get really ugly. Right now, you know, a lot of people are going through it with all these back and forth in the government. There are some real issues going on right now in New York, in the nation of the United States. Real issues that are affecting families. Every single family is being affected by these politicians that they cannot even come to an agreement. Amen. So everybody somehow, somewhere, if they're not suffering it, they may be witnessing other people suffering. Regardless, this nation is suffering. Amen.
Amen.
And we got to recognize that we need God.
Amen.
We need God in every area of our life. And what I'm here to tell you that even in grief, God gives strength. Even in your sorrows, God brings joy. He gives you peace that surpasses all understanding. He gives you comfort that calms the storms within you. And He gives you hope that rises from ashes. I've seen my ashes, amen, turn to beauty. Amen. I've seen my weaknesses turn into strength. I've seen my mourning, mourning, turn into dancing. Amen.
Amen.
I don't need to go through this alone. You don't need to suffer alone. No, the Lord is with you. And the best thing you can do is surrender it to God. Just surrender it to God. Amen. And say, the Lord, I need you. You just need to surrender and recognize you can't do this on your own. You can't do it in your own ability. You need to add the super to your natural. Amen. You need supernatural. And you have it because the Lord Jesus resides in you. You are not just a human being. You are a spiritual being living in a human body. Amen.
Right.
And you got all that you need. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is good. And this is my last scripture, Isaiah 40:31, and we will close.
That's right. Thank you, Father.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, it says, those who wait on the Lord, are we waiting on God? Hallelujah. Yeah. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen?
Amen.
I'm waiting on God. Amen. I know He's right here, but I'm always seeking the Lord. Because as you seek the Lord and you fix your eyes on Him, all your needs and direction, He will replace with His strength. Amen. Whatever you need, He's there. He's going to strengthen you for whatever you need. You need direction, He's going to strengthen you. And direct you in the way you need to go.
Right.
And an eagle, right? An eagle soars on the currents of air, right? You ever watch an eagle? And right. they begin to flap their wings? But when the eagle soars, right, on the currents of air, he does it without flapping its wings. He's just soaring, right? And he flies on the wind. not its own strength. He's not doing it in his own strength. He's just flowing. And he's there for writing those carvings for hours with little or no effort. And those of us who wait on the Lord God, we're like eagles. Picture yourself like an eagle moving on the flow of the Holy Spirit, not Amen. On our own effort, not on our own ability. And we can outperform others who are stronger or more talented, right? But are doing all they do under their own power or ability. Amen?
Yeah.
In other words, when we allow the Holy Spirit, right? When we allow the Lord, amen, and to become our strength in the midst of chaos, of suffering, of pain, of grief, of loss, of sorrow, amen, we know that we are adding the super to the natural, and we're doing it in his own strength, not in our own ability. And this is why we can outrun anybody, because every other person is doing it in their own strength. And eventually, they're going to fall. But when we latch and we intertwine ourselves, amen, with the Spirit of the Lord, with God himself, amen, you are strengthened to overcome whatever comes your way. Know that the Lord is with you. Know that the strength of the Lord and the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He will never let you down. Church, you may be weeping today. I may be weeping today, but God is whispering tomorrow's strength into your soul. So hold on and hold on and hold on, because his strength is going to carry you through whatever you face from here on. Amen. Know that you know that the joy of the Lord is your strength, and there is strength in the midst of your grief and sorrows. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're blessed this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.